And we just left the Supreme Court. I didn't realize it's the first time in history that a president went to the Supreme Court. I was really surprised to hear that. And Supreme Court's not been acting very well, actually. It was today on birthright citizenship. How did it finish up? Who knows, right? That's the problem. You never know. You know with the Democrats, because a Democrat appointment always votes, no matter what. You can have the greatest case in history. You could have a case where the person you're suing admits they're guilty. And if you're in front of a Democrat judge, she'll overturn that admittance. Now, it's very unfair. And Republicans, judges, and justices, they always want to show that they're independent. I don't care if Trump appointed me. I don't care if he doesn't make any difference to me. I'm voting against him because they want to show their independence. You know, stupid people. But the Democrats, you can have the greatest case in history, and they'll be voting against you every single time. And then they get upset with you when you complain about it. I get admonished a little bit. There is no Republican judge, and there is no Democrat judge, certain person says. And I say, you've lost all credibility when you say that. It's really pretty tough. So Pam and I were over there with some people, and we watched, and actually nobody knew what the hell was going on. Simple subject. Simple subject. It's look at the time. It was passed right at the end of the Civil War. It was for the babies of slaves. That's it. It wasn't for billionaire Chinese people who have 57 children that become American citizens. They didn't have that in mind. But, you know, it's hard to explain that to some people.